right there.
We voted on it, John. Okay, we are going to move on to public comment on items that are not on the agenda. I have four names, Erica, and then Vito, Jackie, and Maggie.
Thank you, Erica Fuller from Earth Justice. I'm speaking on behalf of our clients in Flaherty v. Bryson about the herring priorities, which are not technically on the agenda today. In November, the council voted to prioritize the disapproved measures in Amendment 5 and to write a staff white paper on river herring and shad. It failed to reprioritize an amendment that was prioritized in 2012 that would have considered adding river herring and shad as stocks in the fishery. And it failed to move forward further review of the ABC control rules based on the best available science for setting forage, ABC control rules for forage fish. The law requires all species in need of conservation and management to be added to a plan. The remedial order in Flaherty required consideration of ABC control rules based on the best available science for setting ABC control rules for forage fish. River herring and shad are clearly in need of conservation and management, and the council is required to manage them in this fishery. A white paper and participation in a river herring and shad committee will not satisfy your legal obligations, and our clients urge you to reconsider your decisions as you move forward in 2014 and take the actions that you're legally obligated to take. Thank you.
Vito.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Vito Giglione, Northeast Seafood Coalition. Just wanted to point out to the council, we'll be submitting public comments or written comments to the secretary based on the recent announcement about the exemptions to the closed areas being pretty much wholly denied, at least the portions of them that we thought would have any positive effects for the industry. But the reason we wanted to bring this up to the council is that this was a council-requested and initiated effort to try to offer more access and opportunities for the fishery in this disaster. What we're really concerned about is that just about none of what the council put forward was approved. In fact, we feel duped in a way as industry. When this was first put forward by the council, the agency basically suggested this will be very complicated. Why don't you do it through the exemption process, the sector exemption process? It's more streamlined. It gives the agency more discretion. It didn't even get to that point. It didn't even get to the point where, you know, we could actually ask for the exemptions. It was basically the very request by the council was basically denied. And when I read the rationale, and I would urge council members to read the rationale that the agency provided as explanation for the denial. I think it speaks volumes as to where we're going, the bait and switch from moving to output controls and how to manage this fishery with low ACLs and accountability measures goes right to the core of 100% observer coverage across the board. But basically, fishermen are incapable of fishing selectively, even with selective gear. Another double standard I think is important to point out, and this is not a comment on turning something around. This is a double standard to point out that's very, very clear to us. Gulf of Maine haddock, you've seen the failures. We'll hear another explanation from the SSC maybe later today. The failures of any attempt to increase that choke stock ACL or do something that would make any sense to keep the fishery going. The agency in the last framework did approve a RAP recommendation that because Gulf of Maine haddock was in such low shape and because of blind faith in the scientific recommendation, it justified no additional measures on the recreational fishery, allow a 38%, I believe 38% allocation to be taken with literally zero observer coverage and no bag limit changes. We're not proposing that they should have had them, but there was blind faith in the scientific recommendation that catch per unit of effort would take care of itself. Yet we have low cod on Georgia's Bank that's allocated. We have low yellowtail on Georgia's Bank that's allocated. We have 28% observer coverage or 25% observer coverage in the commercial fleet. We have individual accountability. We have sector-level accountability. Yet none of that was enough. It requires 100% observer coverage because the blind faith in the scientific estimate taking care of catch per unit of effort on its own wasn't applied to the commercial fleet, even with selective gear. I can't tell you how disappointing this is, and I can't tell you how concerned we are about the upcoming omnibus process in Habitat, because I think a lot, if you read the rationale, it's only 3 pages worth. It pretty much tells you access to the closed areas is going to be a real difficult thing to justify. There's 81,000 comments said so. I think the council needs to really read this. Thank you.
Maggie?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the council. I come to the microphone today to also address the agency's terrible and what I would describe as mean-spirited decision on Framework 48. I was going to say we're disappointed, but we're actually outraged that the agency eviscerated the council's recommendation on access to the closed areas. The council worked through its deliberative, transparent, inclusive process over several months and came up with a recommendation that addressed many of the concerns that people had about access to the closed areas, that for all intents and purposes is perfectly legal to do, and yet the agency made wholesale changes to your recommendations. Said, oh no, 100% observer coverage, special gear, shortened the seasons, just basically took you completely and us completely out of the process. And our concern is if we don't have the process, if we can't walk out the door on a 13-3 vote, including the regional administrator voting in support of the count of the in support of the council's recommendation, if we can't walk out the door expecting that to be implemented, then what do we have? And what do you have? You have nothing. You may as well not even consider these issues if the agency is going to make these kind of wholesale changes. This was meant to be a way to provide some economic relief to this industry that has been declared a disaster. We know what that economic impact is, and we were hoping that this might provide some relief, and there is none. So we would strongly urge the council to stand up for itself. I mean, Chairman Cunningham wrote 2 very strong letters on the proposed rule objecting to the changes that the agency was making to the council's recommendation, and he was ignored. Your vote was ignored, and you should be as outraged as we are about that. And I strongly urge the council to express that in a letter directly to the Secretary of Commerce. Thank you.
Jackie.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Jackie O'Dell, Northeast Seafood Coalition. During the last council meeting, when we were in Newport, it was brought to our attention, also to the Groundfish Committee's attention, that the ACLs had been exceeded for northern window pane as well as southern window pane last fishing year, and that we would be looking at accountability measures, which is the gear restricted areas on Georges Bank as well as southern New England, starting this coming year in 2014. I know that there's nothing specific on the table right now to address that or to look at that specifically, but when we approved the measures this past spring, one of the only tangible mitigating measures that actually went into Framework 48 was the opportunity for fishermen to target southern New England winter flounder. And we also, which is not overfished, and overfishing is not occurring, and we also have an opportunity as well for Georges Bank winter flounder, which has been a huge mating measure for fishermen. Excuse me, the southern windowpane flounder stock is not overfished, and overfishing is not occurring. Excuse me, not the southern New England Georges Bank southern New England or Georges Bank winter flounder stocks, but both of those stocks have been tremendous, provided a tremendous assistance for the fishing industry for this year. And now, where the gear restricted areas are going into play, we're looking at having substantial reductions in catch of those stocks. Northeast Fisheries Sector 5 alone, where that gear restricted area would go into play, we're looking at a substantial amount of catch being reduced. About 80% of their catch comes from that area. So in the days ahead, when the Groundfish Committee is meeting, as well as NIMS, and looking at the data that is providing these accountabilities for next year, I think we need to really look at that carefully and realize that one of the only mitigating measures we had this year is going to be taken off the table for next year for many groundfish businesses. So it's going to really be for those few that were able to make a way to get around the reductions by targeting winter flounder. This is going to really be devastating to them next year. Thank you.
Okay, that concludes the public comments that I had on the sign-up sheet. So we are going to take a 10-minute break and come back to scallops.